As wheat harvest in Oklahoma winds down, many farmers are looking ahead to what comes next. It's estimated that over 95% of the crop has been harvested. Most of the custom harvesters have already moved north. The rain last week slowed progress for some northern tier counties. Medford received almost 2 inches of rainfall and Alva 1 inch, according to the Oklahoma Mesonet. Harvest this year faced several problems. Prolonged drought and heat brought down yields in many areas. Grain yields were mostly in the 15 to 25 bushel per acre range from Kingfisher to Enid, but I had reports of a few yields averaging 60 to 85. Grain yields seemed to increase north and east of Enid, where fields were averaging closer to 30 to 45. In its weekly harvest report released Monday, Oklahoma Wheat Commission stated yields were better in northern tier counties. In southern central Oklahoma, yields were being reported from 10 bushels an acre to the mid-30s, according to the OWC. In the northern tier of the state, where yields are better, regions are still looking at average in the high 20s to mid-30s. It's also important to note several areas in northwest Oklahoma by Cherokee Key and Burlington had severe drought. Large portions of that region will not be harvested, which will have also a major impact on statewide bushels that were taken in. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is estimating this year's harvest in Oklahoma will come in around 64.8 million bushels. That is down from 115.1 million bushels last year. This is Jimmy Clark reporting for Paragon News.